May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do please sit down. Elijah was a Jewish prophet who lived around the 9th century before Christ. His ministry took place in the northern kingdom during the reigns of Kings Ahab and Ahaziah. Elijah faithfully defended the worship of Yahweh, challenging Ahab, who had turned away from God and was serving the Baals. It had been hard work for him, but by the time of this morning's excerpt from his story, he was tired and despondent, feeling persecuted and in fear for his life. Frightened by Jezebel's threats, he was on the run and retreated into a cave on Mount Horeb, feeling sorry for himself. It was a dark cave, and it seems dark within his soul too. Poor Elijah. However, God was not about to give up on him. God spoke, asking Elijah what he was doing there. Elijah responded with a self-pitying, grudging account of all that he had done to serve God. God didn't engage in a conversation about the value of Elijah's service or his current predicament. Instead, he gave a simple instruction to Elijah that he should go out to the entrance of the cave as God was about to pass by. However, Elijah was too fed up to move. Maybe we have moments like this from time to time. Well, if so, God does not give up on us either. God put on a spectacular show for Elijah, a great wind strong enough to split mountains. Then there was an earthquake, and next fire. Elijah was unmoved. For all his misery, he knew that he needed help and would not find it in the violence of the wind, earthquake, or fire, even though these are sometimes associated with God's presence. It was only when Elijah heard the sound of sheer silence, something we rarely hear in this busy world, that he recognized God's presence. Silence is important, isn't it? And that's why we tend to keep silence at certain times in church and certainly on retreats. Once Elijah had heard this silence, he felt able to get up, wrap himself in his cloak, and then he went to the entrance of the cave. He found God in the silence. We can find God in silence too. God asked again what Elijah was doing there. Though he had the same story to tell, he was in a different mindset by now, listening to God rather than despairing. In the moment that Elijah understood that he was really seen by God, he began to see himself differently too, and was empowered to take on God's next commands, even though those included the end of his ministry, as he would pass on the role of prophet to another. God loves us all and is deeply concerned about what we are doing at each point in our lives. Today, he asks us to consider where we are going, and what are we doing about our faith journeys. Paul touches on this issue in his letter to the Romans. The word is near you, he tells them. It doesn't matter who we are. Everyone who calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved, wrote Paul. He was right. There is a clue to what we may be asked to do here as well. The salvation Paul writes about is not to be held tightly, exclusively for ourselves. No, but to be widely proclaimed. This is indeed a challenge. How are we to do this? Well, I'm sure we will receive answers in the silence. But in my ministry, I have come to believe that all the weddings, the funerals, the baptisms which the church gladly offers not only proclaim Christ as our Saviour, but open a space for the Holy Spirit to enter and to turn the hearts and souls of anyone in the church. People who may not have gone with much of a feeling about religion, people who have gone to support somebody else. There is that moment when the Spirit can speak to them. And we may not see the fruit, the good fruit, of the welcome that we offer here, but the seed will grow elsewhere as people disperse. We've seen an example of that recently when a couple married at Great Braxted have been faithful in returning and returning with a child that they, for whom they sought baptism. And that's that kind of example. Perhaps these thoughts might help you see all the other things which we do in church in a different light. However, if we feel battered by the storms of personal circumstances or loss, by the national or international news, by climate breakdown, we can still trust in Jesus that when we are overcome with despair, he will come and greet us and save us. Out of the storm, Jesus said, "Take heart, it is I." I am so pleased that we shall be singing the hymn, "Dear Lord and Father of Mankind," in a few minutes. It is a wonderful hymn which speaks to many people. Parry's elegant music seems to carry the words effortlessly. The words include our need for forgiveness and desire to serve, a recognition of our need for simple, uncomplicated faith, of the importance of setting aside the strain and stress which separate us from God's peace, and finally, a plea to find God not in the earthquake, wind, or fire, but in his still, small voice of calm. When we sing this hymn, let us pray every word and phrase, carrying us back to the lesson Elijah learnt at Horeb. Then God will be with us to carry us forward through this life to the next. Amen.